Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Running out of things to do? Well, I'm looking at three new good movies this week, both big and small. There's an historical drama about a scientist confronting the atom bomb he created, a comedy drama set on the Baltic Sea about vacationers facing a potential forest fire, and a comic mockumentary about summer campers whose beloved camp might close down permanently. Theater Camp, directed by Molly Gordon and Nick Lieberman. It's July at a theater camp in the Adirondacks, simply called Adirond Acts. It's where kids 5 to 15 come to learn the craft of acting, dancing, and singing, and they put on actual plays by the end of the summer. These kids love it, and so do their counselors, many of whom used to be campers there. Glenn, played by Noah Galvin, is a techie stage manager, while others function as costume, voice, and dance masters as well. Most sought after, though, are the team of Amos and Rebecca Diane, played by Ben Platt and Molly Gordon, who write and direct an entirely new production each summer. And heading it all is the much-beloved Joan, played by Amy Sedaris, the camp's founder. But when an unexpected accident leaves Joan in a coma, her dumb-as-a-post son Troy, played by Jamie Tatro, is forced to take over, thus putting the whole camp at risk. He fires some longtime teachers operating on austerity mode, and when the financial vultures start circling the camp, trying for a cheap buyout, things look dire. Even Amos and Rebecca Diane's show looks like it might not make it through the summer. Is this the end of Theater Camp? Theater Camp is a delightfully squirmy, clever, and hilarious mockumentary about acting. It's suitably diverse, reflecting the actual live New York theater scene. This fake doc follows the young players through auditions, casting, rehearsals, and behind-the-scenes action through to the final production, which isn't necessarily what you expect. Obviously, these kids have talent, and so do the grown-up kids. They manage to act as if they're actors who are acting, which isn't as easy as it sounds. It's full of surprises and unexpected oddities, like this is a musical where Ben Platt doesn't sing a note. I was laughing through most of it, and if a moviegoer like me can appreciate it, avid playgoers like you will go wild. The Toronto cast of Hadestown was sitting in my row at the advanced screening on Monday night, and they were whooping it up the entire time. So if you like theater, I think you'll love Theater Camp. In my mind. A Fire, directed by Christian Petzold. It's summertime in northern Germany. Felix, played by Langston Uibel, and Leon, played by Thomas Schubert, are best friends in their 20s, spending a few weeks at Felix's family summer home on the Baltic Sea. It's a beautiful place with a thatched roof, just a quick hike away from a sandy beach. Felix is friendly, fit, and personable. He's working on his photo portfolio to get into an art school. Leon is a published author trying to finish his second novel. He's also a chunky, self-loathing schlump, both brooding and frustrated. His inappropriately named novel, called Club Sandwich, is not coming together. And his publisher, Helmut, played by Matthias Brandt, is dropping by in a few days. And what does Leon have to show him? Things get worse when they realize they're sharing the house with an unknown visitor. Nadia, played by Paula Beer, is the daughter of a friend of Felix's mom. She's working at the ice cream stand in a nearby quaint village. Leon is smitten by her carefree beauty, but tongue-tied whenever he talks with her. Worse still, he is kept awake each night by the sounds of Nadia and David, played by Enno Trebs, the hunky lifeguard of the nearby beach, having loud sex in the next room. And all this is taking place as wildfires in the forests that surround the beach are igniting all around them as prop planes futilely drop water bombs on the flames. Will Leon's love be forever unrequited? Can he survive his wonderfully miserable summer vacation? A Fire is a comic drama about a self-centered writer and the people all around him. Like all of Petzold's films, A Fire is spare, precise, and minimalist. He never includes a scene, not even a single line, that's not crucial to the story he's telling. I love that about him. He deals with very real issues and their potentially tragic consequences, but always told almost like a fable. At the same time, he's not afraid to make firm moral judgments, but of course, always in a humorous way. The tiny cast is excellent, as is the music and cinematography. I like this one a lot. Oppenheimer, written and directed by Christopher Nolan. It's the 1930s. J. Robert Oppenheimer, played by Cillian Murphy, known as Oppie to his friends, is a researcher and scientist at Berkeley. With a distinguished background, he studied at Harvard, Cambridge, and Göttingen. He has published crucial papers on physics and quantum mechanics that have permanently changed scientific practices. He hangs out with activists at the university who are trying to unionize the teachers, and he lends support to the Republicans in the Spanish Civil War as fascism creeps across Europe. He also sympathizes with the plight of Jewish scientists in Nazi Germany, not only because his parents are German Jewish immigrants. Originally from Manhattan, Oppie much prefers the wide open spaces of New Mexico, where his brother lives. His ultimate dream, to somehow combine his two great loves, science and the American Southwest. Well, his dream comes true during World War II when he is approached by Groves, a hard-ass army officer, played by Matt Damon, who wants to set up a top-secret lab called the Manhattan Project. Its goal, to create an atomic bomb before Germany does. Where? In Los Alamos, New Mexico. Oppenheimer brings in the top scientists to work on it. Feynman, Teller, Fermi, Bohr, and many others living in a jerry-built town in the middle of the desert. But as the prototype nears completion, theory turns to reality. And by 1945, Germany has already surrendered, but the U.S. government needs to drop it somewhere to prove they have the ultimate weapon of mass destruction. How can Oppenheimer both create an atomic bomb and oppose the enormity its use would bring to the world? Oppenheimer is a sweeping historical drama about the life of a conflicted scientific genius, his lovers, his accomplishments, and a government that turns against him. It covers three parts of his life as a student and academic at Los Alamos and in the Cold War McCarthy era that follows World War II. The first part concentrates on his life and work, the parties he attends, the women he sleeps with, played by Frances Pugh and Emily Blunt, and the leftist political meetings he goes to, not as a communist, but as a fellow traveler. The second part captures the tension, stress, and claustrophobia of the Manhattan Project, culminating in the devastating atomic test at Trinity. The third part concentrates on his rivalry with Louis Strauss, a right-wing bureaucrat on the AEC, that's the Atomic Energy Commission, played by Robert Downey Jr., and a series of congressional appearances and secret trials Oppenheimer is subjected to. But remember, this is a Christopher Nolan film, so It's expertly edited to include all three stages of his life simultaneously, bouncing back and forth while proceeding chronologically throughout the picture, and punctuated from the beginning with incredible animated images of the devastating fireball an atomic weapon brings. I'm not a fan of Christopher Nolan's movies as a rule. They're often overly complicated for no apparent reason and clumsily made to include things like time travel, dreams, and memory. Dunkirk, another historical drama, was exciting but overly nostalgic and nationalistic in its portrayal. This one avoids almost all of these potential pitfalls and manages to tell a 3-hour historical drama about science without boring the hell out of the audience. That's an accomplishment. On the negative side, there are so many characters, 40 or 50 in my count, that it's hard to keep track of who's who. These are mainly cameos about famous people, Einstein, Niels Bohr, Truman, played by equally famous actors like Tom Conti, Kenneth Branagh, Gary Oldman, Casey Affleck, Remy Malek, to name just a few, who pop up for a few minutes, then go away. And aside for the women Oppenheimer sleeps with, virtually everyone else in the movie, much like Dunkirk, is male. Even so, I think Oppenheimer is Nolan's best film since Memento. It's exciting, politically intriguing, and visually stunning, from the vistas of horseback riding in a western desert to the terrifying flames of the atomic weapon. This movie is 3 hours long, but I think it's worth the effort. A Fire is now playing at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. Check your local listings. And Oppenheimer and Theater Camp both open this weekend. This is Daniel Garber of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.